This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 202.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes of my membership community, the Soulful PR Studio. Now, I'm going to be doing this for two reasons. First off, I think I've got lots of practical tips and advice to share with you about how you might consider using a membership community as one of your income streams. And if you have a product-based business, this is for you too. There are ways that you can create an online membership community which will help bring in money to your business. But secondly, I get tons of emails and Twitter messages and Facebook messages and Instagram messages from you asking you how I can work with you. And actually, there's only really one main way that I can work with you and help coach you to promote your business, and that is through my membership community, the Soulful PR Studio. But I'm constantly surprised how few people know about it, so I feel like I probably should be talking a little bit more about it. So what I'm going to do in the episode is I'm going to share with you why I started the membership. I'm going to talk about how it's structured, who the members are, and how I promote the membership. Now, as ever, the focus will be on providing value for you. So making sure that you get lots of practical tips and strategies that you can think about and think about how you can apply to your business. But also, it's an opportunity for you to consider whether you'd like to work with me in the membership. I only open it at the moment 4 times a year, and that's because I want to have a membership community where I actually know the members, and I want to know what their businesses are. And when they post something in the group community, we have a private Facebook group, I want to be able to answer really honestly because I know them and I know their business. If I had the membership open all the time, or certainly how it's currently structured, I think I would really struggle to get to know everybody. In fact, I still offer everybody a one-to-one consultation when they join so that I can talk to them about their business and direct them on how to use the resources in the membership. If I had it open all the time, I'm not sure I'd be able to manage all of that. And that's why I only open it 4 times a year. It's currently, as this episode goes live, this is due to go live on the 9th of October, 2017, if you're listening in the future. It's currently open for a few more days and then it will close again till 2018. And the price is going up as well, but I'll talk more about that later in the episode. So it's also an opportunity for you to consider whether you'd like to work with me, whether you'd like me to coach you on promoting your business more effectively right through to 2018, because I encourage all my members to sign up for a year and to work with me for a year. I do believe it takes at least that long, and I've talked about it loads on the podcast, to really get traction online. So it's also an opportunity for me to tell you more about how you can work with me and for you to consider whether that is for you or not. As ever, if you have any questions, just drop me a line. I'm on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. Me and my lovely assistant, Jo, we will do our best to get back to you and answer any questions that we've got. But we've also created blog posts and content that we can share with you to help you make a decision if it sounds of interest. The other thing I want to mention is that, and this is in response to a listener, so this is in response to Tracy Short, who is actually a member of my Soulful PR Studio. I've created a podcast guide, and it's not just Tracy that asked me about this actually, but people will often say, do you have a podcast episode on this? Do you have a podcast episode on that? They often post in my Facebook community or in my membership or wherever I am online. People are always asking me, have you created something on this? Or have you interviewed somebody on this topic? And it has been on my mind for a while that I really ought to create some kind of download or something that will help you to kind of navigate through the episodes. And now I've got 200. It seems like a good time to start. So I've created a very simple PDF. If you go to the show notes, you can download it. You need to sign up and give it an email address if you want to get hold of it. But it's just a short PDF which lists the podcast episodes in themes. So the themes are things like content creation, email marketing, social media, press, sales, mindset. So you should be able to navigate your way around the episodes a little bit more easily. So if you go to the show notes, which you will find on iTunes or Apple if you're listening on your phone, but you'll need to go to my website to find the sign up box. And if you pop in your email address there, then we can send you a copy of the PDF that will help you to navigate your way around these podcast episodes. I'm going to be talking more about this over the next few weeks because I want to encourage more of you, obviously, to go back. And there's just so much good content in there and so much useful stuff that you probably haven't even seen. So I want to kind of encourage you as much as possible to go back and listen to some of the other episodes. But this podcast guide is a good place to start. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes and let me know what you think of it. And now on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes of my Soulful PR studio. That's my membership community. Now, if starting a membership community is not on your agenda or you're not the slightest bit interested in joining mine, then please stick with me. Because although I say I'm taking you behind the scenes of my membership community, I'm actually really taking you behind the scenes of my business because my membership community is my main income stream. It feeds a lot of other income streams in my business. So I think you're going to learn an awful lot about how you could generate more income in your business, on how to do your audience research, on how to make sure that you're making the products and services that your audience actually want, and actually how to achieve more on less. So do stick with me because there's lots of good business advice and lots of good marketing advice. Well, certainly I'm going to share some things that are working really well for me. But first off, I wanted to start off by talking about why I decided to start a membership community. It really came from a problem that a lot of business owners find themselves with. And basically, I had a lot of really useful content and it was just sitting there and I thought I really should be using this. So I was running these events in London every month. They're called Soulful PR Sessions, where I get a journalist from a high-profile publication or program to come along and talk about what they're looking for. So this might be a journalist from the BBC, from the Huffington Post, from Psychology's magazine. Really, really great resources for somebody who's looking to get featured in the press, but it was just kind of sitting there. I was also doing lots of webinars and masterclasses, and again, that content was being delivered and then just sitting there. And in the spirit of creating passive income, I thought, you know what, I really should be taking this content, packaging it up and sharing it with people because it's really, really good content. I also knew that I had time, so I was able to give people my time. So I basically came up with an idea for a membership community which revolved around this content, but also we had a weekly call with me, a coaching call where people could jump on and ask me questions about PR. Now, that initial membership community, it was called the Business Club to start with, and it was mainly focused about press. And it was doing okay, and the members seemed to be happy, but about a year in, I was just not feeling happy with it. I really felt like I wasn't serving people in the right way. And the reason was, is that I really believe that there's four things that you need to be doing in your business every single day, or certainly they need to be in your focus all the time. The first one is publishing regular content on your website. So that could be a blog, a vlog, it could be infographics, it could be video, but certainly publishing something regularly on your website that is sending people to your website where they can buy your stuff. The second is email list building. So building an email list and using it to market to people. The next one is social media. So obviously having conversations on social media and building an audience there. And the last one is press. And what I was seeing a lot in the members of my community, but also prospective members, is that they were keen to do the press bit, but actually they didn't have some of the other basics worked out. There were gaps. So they were keen to get published in Marie Claire or to get on the BBC, but actually their website was half finished, or they weren't publishing content on there regularly. They weren't building an email list, or their email list was very small. And basically what that means is you can get great press coverage, but actually if when people see your article in Marie Claire or they see you on the BBC, they go to your website and there isn't anything really there of interest and you're not collecting their email address so you can keep in touch with them, then the impact of that press coverage is really kind of minimized. So I thought, I really want to do something about this. I really want to help people in a way that I know works, because it works for me, because I am generating a constant stream of leads and sales. It's because I'm active in all these four areas all the time. So I relaunched the membership in January 2017 as the Soulful PR Studio with those four areas. So content, email, social and press at the heart of it. Now, there's another reason why I wanted to focus on a membership community, a kind of selfish reason, I guess. It's just that I come from a teaching background. And before I was a journalist, I spent 4 years, 5 years, I think it was, teaching in secondary schools. I've always really, really enjoyed sort of being the teacher, being in the classroom. So although I've done lots of one-to-one coaching, I've done lots of small group coaching, what I really love is kind of being at the front of the class, if you like. I love being the teacher. And so a membership community, that kind of one-to-many model, just really felt right for me. It felt like the right way to work with people. It's my absolute favourite thing. And I also love being involved in the community. So I love nothing better than being in the Facebook group, interacting with members, answering their questions, helping them out with pitches, like giving them suggestions about problems that they're having. That's the way that I really, really love to work with people. So that was another reason to go all in on the membership community. But I guess the turning point was, and I mentioned this in episode 200. So episode 200 is my celebration episode. If you haven't listened to it, do go back and listen. I basically go back over the 200 episodes. Don't worry, I don't go back through them one by one, but I take them 50 at a time and just talk about how the podcast has developed and grown and how I grew the audience from nothing to over 38,000 downloads a month. So it's definitely worth a listen if you haven't done it already. But I speak in that episode about episode 109 with James Schramko, who's a very successful online entrepreneur. Now, he gave me some advice which has stuck with me, and it's basically informed everything that I've done this year. And he basically said, if you focus all of your efforts on building your membership community, then you can build out other income streams from there. If you focus on the people who are already doing business with you, the people who already like what you're doing, you can offer them other things. You can encourage them to bring in their friends, they bring in their family. But the key thing is, if you focus on that core membership, then you'll never be struggling for leads and sales. And the analogy that James often gives, he talks about it like a car dealership. So when you buy a new car, you buy that car, but you become a customer of that garage that sells you the car. And then they offer you other things that they think might add value. So they might offer you free servicing, or they might offer you the option to buy additional insurances. They might invite you to events where you can bring your friends and family, but you become a customer and then they encourage you to sign up for other things or to buy other things that might add value. And that's certainly been the model that I've taken in my own business for the last year or so, and it's worked really well. So just to give you an example about how this works in practice. So my membership community is around 250 members now. Back in the summer, I ran my annual event, Soulful PR Live. So this is where I get 8 national journalists in a room with 80 small business owners for the day. And the idea is that the journalists talk about what they're looking for, and the small business owners can ask some questions and really get to understand what it takes to get featured in the nationals. So when I looked at the figures for that event, it really, really kind of outlines or really kind of highlights what I'm saying here, because 33 of the 80 people who came to that event were from my membership community. So they were existing members. So almost half, getting on for half of the people who attended that event were already my customers, and they'd chosen to buy a ticket to this event on top of what they'd already spent with me. And I think it just, it's common sense, isn't it? So people who already are spending money with you, who like you, who find value in what you're doing, they're much more likely to spend more money with you. They're much more likely to refer you onto friends. Another interesting thing about that is that since that event in the summer, 15 of those who attended, who weren't currently members at the time, have now joined the studio as members. Now, we worked quite hard to make sure that that happened. So I talked about the studio, I talked about the membership at the event. I said to people that they could go and speak to my assistant, Jo, who was at the back. She could tell them more. She could sign them up if they wanted to. But another key thing that we did as well was, in the program, we identified, we had pictures of everybody who was attending the event, and we also had their Twitter handles. And we put like a little star over their head, which said studio member. So that meant that if anyone was at the event and they were thinking, I'm quite interested in Janet's membership, but I'm not sure, they could just look in the brochure and they could look across the table and say, oh, maybe I'll ask her because she's in this membership and maybe she'll be able to tell me a little bit. So we did quite a lot to kind of make that happen. And I think that philosophy, that spirit of actually the people who are already doing business with you are more likely to come back and want to do more with you, has really played out in my business this year. I'm just about to launch my 2018 media diary. So that's going to be going on sale in the next week or two. And I know that we're going to go out first to those who bought last year. So we're going to give them the opportunity to pre-register. We're going to hopefully give them the opportunity to choose which cover they'd like as well, if everything goes to plan. But obviously the idea is that you reward the people who are already doing business with you. So we'll go out first to the people who bought the media diary last year. We'll go out first to my membership. We'll obviously be offering a better price for those people who are already in the membership, already working with me, already bought one last year. And I really do feel it's been a real game changer in my business over the last year or so, focusing on those people who are already doing business with you. Another thing that we do is, when we open up the studio, we only open it up 4 times a year. But the first thing we do, in fact, before we open it, is we go to the existing members and we say to them, do you know anybody who you think would like to join? And if they bring somebody into the studio, then they get a one-to-one consultation with me. So they get a 30-minute one-to-one with me, which can be really nice if they've been in the studio for a while and they feel like they want to have a catch-up. And everybody gets a one-to-one consultation when they join, so I can find out a bit more about their business and then I can guide them on how to use the resources in the studio. but this extra 30 minutes is really valuable to people, because often, you know, they've made so much progress and then they might kind of hit a challenge, and it's really great to be able to jump on a call with me and kind of like go through that together. So that's worked out really well again. So it's focusing on the people who are already doing business with you and seeing if there are other things that they might want to buy that might add value to them, but also encouraging them to bring their friends and family. And I think we all know as well that it's so much more powerful. So if somebody says to you, you need to join this membership because it's really great, then that's so much more powerful than seeing it on a sales page or seeing it in email marketing. So that's worked really, really well as well. Now, one thing I want to say to you at this stage, if you're listening and you have a product-based business and you're thinking to yourself, oh, this is all very well, Janet, but you know, if you're a coach or a consultant, then you can do this, then please don't think that having a product means that you're excluded from coming up with an idea for a membership community. So I'm actually this year, if all goes to plan, my media diary, I'm going to be launching a mini membership to go alongside it, because the media diary, so this is my A4 desk diary that has loads of key dates, no awareness days in it. And the idea is it helps you to plan out your media content for the coming year. So it sold like beyond my expectations last year. It was one of those kind of ideas that I had almost like in the back of an envelope, and we just created a basic sales page. We got a couple of hundred pre-orders and just kind of went with it, but it all happened very, very quickly. So this year, it's the second year, we're obviously hoping to be a bit better planned this year. And yeah, we were a little bit surprised by how popular it was last year. But one of the bits of feedback that I got is that people loved the diary. It was very beautiful looking and they found it really useful. But actually, some people almost needed some support in using it. So some people said to me, I really would have liked it if you'd almost had some kind of online lessons, like and showed me how to fill it out and showed me like how to kind of plan out the content. And I'd have really loved it maybe if there'd been like an accountability call or something where we could get together like once a month or once a quarter and we could share how we were getting on and keep us on track. And so just listening to some of that feedback that I got about the media diary last year, that's led me to think about having like a mini membership to go with the diary. So as it stands at the moment, it could change, but we're going to be launching the Media Diary Owners Club. So you'll just be able to buy your diary and you'll be able to DIY it. But actually, if you want some support with actually not just buying the diary, but making sure you implement it and that you plan out your content week to week, month to month, and you actually publish that content, because it's one thing having a media diary, but it's another thing actually using it and creating the content and publishing it and, you know, delivering on that, then we're going to have the Media Diary Owners Club. And the idea being that it obviously will cost a little bit more to be part of it, but it's a kind of mini membership. So whatever it is that you have, if you have a product, then there are always ways to think about building a membership around it. So just a few examples for you. Let's say, for example, that you make cookware. So you make pots and pans, or you make kind of like, I don't know, mixing bowls or spoons for baking or cooking or something. The people who are buying those are going to be people who like cooking or like baking. So there is potential for you to create a membership community around that. You could bring in experts to deliver online cookery classes, for example, online baking classes, that kind of thing, or recipes or something like that. So that's just, you know, a few off the top of my head examples. If you're an artist and you sell paintings, your audience may well be interested in art fairs. So it could be that you create a membership around teaching them about art, how to recognize good art, how to find the best fairs to go to, how to barter. I don't know if that's a thing in buying art. But again, it's just about thinking creatively, like who are the people that buy your stuff and what do they need help with? So is there something that you could create for them? I'm pretty sure for most products, there is something. Another example is stationery. So if you make stationery, people who like stationery tend to be the kind of people who love those kind of subscription gift boxes. So maybe you could create a subscription gift box where people get, if they're a member of your club, then they get a surprise box of goodies every month or something like that. So there's always options. Even if you have a product-based business, you have to just think about it creatively. Okay, so I'm now going to talk about how my membership is structured. I've already touched on this, but if you want to go a little bit deeper, then an episode I really recommend that you listen to is episode 81 with Mike Morrison. So Mike runs the Membership Guys along with his partner, Kelly Willows, who's also his partner in love and partner in life as well. They run it together. And he really is the expert. And that's a really great episode to listen to if you're seriously into the idea of starting a membership community. But Mike recommends that you build your membership around 4 to 6 strands of content. And that's basically exactly what I've done in the Soulful PR Studio. And it keeps it really simple. So it keeps it really simple for me. So, you know, I know that when I'm thinking about creating a piece of content, does it fall into one of these 6 areas? If I've got an idea for a crazy project that I think people would like, does it fit into one of these 6 areas? It does really help. So my 6 areas are these. So the first area is learning. So because I feel that there are these four key areas you should be focusing on if you want to promote your business effectively and have a constant stream of sales and leads, or leads and sales, then I have four core courses in the studio. So the first one is on content, the second one is on email, the third one is on social media, and the fourth one is on press. When people come into the studio, usually on their one-to-one call, we offer a one-to-one for people who join up as annual members, not for monthly members, but for annuals, we do a one-to-one. If not, we do it by email. But I will guide you and say, okay, well, this is where you are in your business. I think you should start with this course. I think you should work through all of them. I think you just need to do the press one. I think maybe you should start with email. So the idea being, these are the four core areas. Most people who join the studio have weaknesses or have a kind of weak spot. So I can guide them through those kind of four core courses. Some people need to do all of them, and that's absolutely fine. The second area, the second sort of pillar of the content in the studio is challenges. So at the moment, we have three group challenges. The first one and the most popular one is my 90-day blog challenge, because when a lot of people join my membership community, they're not blogging regularly and they're certainly not creating the right kind of content. So they're not creating the kind of content that's going to help them get found in Google. So by taking part in my blog challenge, by committing to posting one blog post a week, it gets them into that habit. All you have to do to take part in the challenge is basically create a blog post a week. It can be a vlog as well. It could even be a podcast. And then just post it in the group to say that you've done it. And people do help each other out by sharing and commenting and that kind of thing. We also have a Facebook growth pod. So that's where people get together. And when somebody posts on their Facebook page, then others will jump in and comment and start conversations to support each other with that. We've also got Instagram pods as well. So these happen in a direct message on Instagram. And basically, this is a way of getting more engagement on your post. I mean, the way that the Instagram algorithm works, the ideal is to do it, I think, within the first 15 minutes. Well, everybody does it at the same time. It's not really practical to do it like that. But the idea is that when you post something, you then go through and you comment on everybody else's stuff so that, you know, you're just helping sort of massage that algorithm and helping other people's content and your own to get in front of more people. And it's not really, I mean, people have kind of mixed views about Instagram pods and whether they're effective or not. But if nothing else, it's kind of like a support group. So we have this Instagram pod, and if somebody's having a challenge with something or post is not going well or something's doing really well, then people will be chatting to each other in there. So it's almost just like having a support group over on Instagram that works really well. And I've got lots of ideas for new challenges for the new year. The other strand of the studio is masterclasses. So I bring in experts usually twice a month to deliver masterclasses. So often, actually, if I have a really good guest on the podcast that I think can add a lot of value, I will try and invite them to come and deliver a masterclass. So a podcast is great, but if you can get, we use Zoom, the video conferencing software, but if you can get an hour on Zoom where there's maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30 of you, rather than you just listening to it as you're running or walking in, you can ask questions, you can interact, whatever, then it's just adding even more value. And one of my members, actually, Karen Lang, she's a fitness instructor and has a fitness business. She was telling me that that was one of the things that she loved most about the membership, is that if I have a great person on the podcast, I'll try and get them to deliver a masterclass. And then not only has she had that experience of the podcast, but she can now meet that person and then she can go and, you know, ask them questions that are quite specific to her business. She said she really liked that. So past masterclasses have included, so Sarah Tasker, she was on my podcast in episode 93. So she's done a masterclass on Instagram marketing with my community. Facebook advertising, so Gavin Bell, he was on the podcast on episode 145. So he's done a masterclass for us. SEO, so Martin Huntbatch, so he was on the podcast on episode 167. He did a really good search engine optimization masterclass. And again, it can be quite a big scary subject, but the fact that he was there, and he's also in our Facebook group as well. So if anybody's got an SEO question, and this is what I do with some of the experts as well, they join our private Facebook group. And if somebody's got a question, they've watched the relevant masterclass, and they will just tag in the relevant expert. And that's really nice. We had Mike Vardy, he was on the podcast on episode 157. He did a really great class recently on time management. And again, because it was in the studio and because it was a masterclass, we were able to ask him questions. It was much more interactive. And also Mark Williams, who we had the great episode, being really popular, episode 185 on how to promote yourself on LinkedIn. And Mark's coming to do a masterclass with my membership next month, in fact, or later this month, I think it is. The other thing that's a key pillar of my membership is the office hour. So on a Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 3 o'clock, I'm available. We do Q&A, but sometimes if somebody's got something specific that they need help with, so one week somebody was struggling with their Instagram engagement, so we got her account up on the screen, we all gave her feedback, and she was really glad about that. Sometimes if somebody's got something they want to pitch to the media, we'll say, show us your screen, let's have a look at your pitch. we keep it really flexible. People don't have to stay for the whole hour if they don't want to. They can just drop in and out. They can leave a question in advance, you know, so it's really quite relaxed. And I think people really value that. I also share all of my webinars. So all of the webinars that I create are shared. And also I have a whole library, that library that I mentioned earlier of interviews with journalists from high profile publications. So in the library of my membership community, you can sit down and watch a half an hour actually video with interview with the editor of Grazia or the editor of Marie Claire or the blogs editor at Huffington Post or the business editor at the time. So there's some really, really good resources there. Now, the idea of a membership community is not that you end up in overwhelm and you feel like you have to use all of the content. The idea is that you can dip in and out. One of the things I'm constantly trying to get better at the studio is kind of guiding people through and saying to them, look, you don't need to worry about that bit, but this one might be a good one for you to look at. And I think the reasons that people join a membership community isn't just about the content, it's about the community and it's about having that ongoing support. So just recently, Lucy Parsons, who's also been on the podcast, but she was doing a launch. She'd kind of hit a real roadblock and she felt she had a really great product, a really great course, but she just wasn't shifting sales. We got onto a call. I gave her some feedback. The rest of the group gave her some feedback. We threw a load of ideas at her and she basically turned that launch around. She had 18 signups from nothing and thinking she wasn't going to get anybody at all. And, you know, I try to keep it really flexible. If people say they want to learn about something or they want a particular expert, then I will try and get somebody in. I try to respond to what people are looking for. And that's another fantastic thing about having a membership site. Other things that we do, which are quite popular. So obviously we have our Facebook group and we're in there every day chatting and people tag me into questions that they've got. And also with the blogs as well, people can tag me in for specific feedback if they just started blogging and they want me to give them some feedback. On a Monday, we have a thread on accountability. So everybody says what they're going to set out to do that week. And obviously that's good for people, you know, keeping people on top of things. On a Tuesday, we've just introduced something new, which is our sales thread. And I really believe that if you have a membership community, as long as it's done in a way that's kind of sensitive, I think we should be buying off each other. I think we should be selling to each other. So I encourage the members to tell each other about what programs they're doing or what products they're selling. So on a Tuesday, we actually have a thread where they don't talk about, you know, your latest program or talk about your new product. And I really encourage people to buy off each other. We've got Christmas coming up. We'll be really encouraging everybody in the group to buy off each other. On a Wednesday, we have what we call the soul of the week. So we pick out somebody who we think has been doing some really great stuff recently. And we promote that. You might have seen it actually if you're in my Facebook group. We promote it on the Facebook page. We promote it in the big Facebook community and also in our membership. So we try and reward somebody who we think is doing really well with their PR. And on a Friday, we have our weekly wins. So we encourage people to post up something that they've done that week or some things they've done that week, which are really good. And people love this because I think often if you've had a busy week and maybe a few things have gone wrong, like you can forget about the things that have actually gone right. So encouraging people to actually post up about, you know, it could just be that tricky phone call that they made or, you know, that client that they've been trying to pin down for ages that actually managed to secure that contract or whatever. But sometimes they're quite big. Sometimes people have had, you know, big media appearances or whatever. And what we do is we collate all of those wins. And on a Wednesday, we send an email, which is a roundup of all the wins. And what we're trying to think about how we could do is at the end of the year, we want to try and email the members. We don't know how we're going to do it yet, but email all the members with a kind of summary of all the wins that they've had. Because I think when you're working on your business and you feel so overwhelmed and there's so much going on, sometimes it's so easy to forget to celebrate all the things that have gone well and all things that you've achieved. So we're looking at how we might be able to collate all those and share them with the members at the end of the year. So the next thing I just wanted to share with you is who is the membership of the Soulful PR Studio? Well, the first thing is to say that we have all kinds of businesses and we have both product and service-based businesses. And I'll give you a few examples in a second. And it's really interesting. So I had Alexia Leachman on the podcast on episode 201. We were talking about how to find your niche. And what's really interesting is that I feel that the niche for the Soulful PR Studio, it isn't really about a woman of, and it is mainly women, I have to say, isn't like women of a certain age who sell certain kinds of products or live in a certain area. It's more about a feeling. So the people who join the studio, they tend to have common feelings and there's common things that they will say to me. And what they usually say when they're joining is like, I wish I had more time to promote my business. I'm kind of struggling to kind of keep on top of everything. I know I need to promote my business more because I need to get more leads and sales, but I just don't have time and I feel really overwhelmed by all the material out there. I just kind of want somebody to help steer me in the right direction. And that's really the thing that brings together all the members of the studio. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, could this be for me? I would say, if you're the kind of person that you're thinking to yourself, look, I feel like I'm leaving money on the table. I feel like I'm not making enough money because I don't have time to promote my business. And I feel a little bit overwhelmed by all the information out there. And sometimes that leads me to not do anything because I just feel so overwhelmed by all the stuff that's out there. You're probably a really, really good fit for the studio. In terms of the kinds of businesses that we have, so product-based businesses, here's a few examples. We've got some skincare brands. We've got somebody who makes beef jerky. We've got somebody who makes camera bags. We've got a few people who make jewelry. We've got a few people who make cakes. We've got a chocolatier. We've got people who make lingerie, who've got gift boxes, various types of gift boxes. We've got paintings. We've got laundry bags. We've got scarves. We've got ethical clothing. So we really do have quite a lot of product-based businesses. On the services side, we've got business coaches, we've got fitness instructors, we've got people who run their own PR and marketing businesses, we've got academic coaches and tutors, we've got hypnotherapists, we've got somebody who does holiday rentals, we've got garden designers, we've got a few of those, we've got bread makers, we've got nutritionists, we've got relocation consultants. So it really is a mix. As I say, the thing that really ties the members together is this feeling that I could be making more money if I could just get together a system of promoting my business so that I was constantly generating leads and sales, and if I could just shake off this feeling of overwhelm, if I could just work out what's important and what's not important. That's really kind of what ties people together. I'm also looking at, because some people now have been with me for a year or more and I feel like they're getting to the point, or some people will get to the point where they've kind of outgrown the resources, I'm looking at creating a kind of high level mastermind that might serve those people as well. So in terms of the wins that people have had, so someone that I've mentioned quite a few times on the podcast is Emma Mapp. So she's a designer and a photographer. She's done really well on the press front. So she's got lots of press coverage for her camera bags that she makes. So she's been in Stylist magazine. She's been in The Guardian's Christmas gift guide. She had a really big spike in sales after that. She's been in Qatar Airlines in-flight magazine. She's got another couple of quite prestigious in-flight magazines coming up as well. So she's done really well on the press front. We've got Debbie Abraham. So she's a dyslexia coach. She's now blogging regularly on her website. She's grown her social media following and her email list. She's been in the local press. She also had a piece in The Independent as well. And she says that she's getting new clients every week because she's got all these things ticking over. Kate Beavis, we've got, she was on the podcast episode 163. She's done brilliantly on the press front. So she's been in Psychology's, Cosmo, Huffington Post, ITV's This Morning, Daily Mail, Marie Claire, Daily Express, and she's got some quite exciting things going on in her business at the moment. And actually, that's just to say, we do have some people who are actually already doing pretty well in three of the four areas. So we have people who come in who are doing well on the content, the email, the social, but they just really want to work with me on the press. And I do take people who want to work with me on that. You know, for them, their membership fee for the studio is well worth it just to kind of have that access to me and to get that advice for the press stuff. And we had Dipti Tate. She was on the podcast on episode 189. So she's been in New Magazine, Glamour Magazine, The Daily Mail, The Sun, Women's Running. But she's also managed to redesign and relaunch her website in a weekend. And she's particularly doing well on TV. She's also doing some great stuff on video as well. And she's getting into a really regular blogging habit. Someone else that comes to mind is Sarah Archer. She's a career coach. And since she joined, she's been blogging regularly. She's had an article published in The Guardian. She's been on Five Live. She created a 10-day email challenge, which is converting really well for her. She's had to learn how to design a landing page, how to create sales pages, designing images using free design tools like Canva. And that's something we've got a masterclass on in the studio. So it's quite a variety of different outcomes. And I think that's what I love about it as well, is that everybody who comes into the membership needs something slightly different. Because of the way we've got it set up, I can give people quite kind of personalized attention. And I think that's why it's really enjoyable and it works really quite well. So the last thing I want to share with you is how I promote the membership. Well, one of the main ways I promote the membership is through the podcast. So sometimes I bring my members on the podcast. So I had Dipti Tate on episode 189 and Kate Beavis on episode 163. So if somebody's doing really well, then I'll bring them on the podcast to share their story. Also, episode 148, I created a podcast episode on whether you should join a membership site. So that was quite an interesting one. I also create lots of blog content as well. So I've created 8 common concerns people have about joining the Soulful PR Studio. So if you're not sure whether it's right for you, that's one of the blog posts that we would send to you. I've also created content for the members, which is actually useful for people who are thinking about coming in. So I've created quite a long post on how to get the most out of your Soulful PR Studio membership. And actually, we do sometimes share that with people who are thinking of joining, and that obviously gives them more of an insight into how it might be. Also, I've created a piece of content for my current members, which is called What to Do If You Lose Your Mojo. Because I think some people, one of their fears about joining a membership community is that they will lose their mojo or they'll get busy and they'll kind of fall off the wagon and then they'll feel embarrassed and they won't want to come back. So I've created a piece of content to kind of help with that and to say, look, if you find that you've had a few weeks off or you've been really busy and you've let things slide, then just read this post and come back to us. And these are the things that I want you to do. And that's been quite popular as well. Obviously, I use email marketing. I use Facebook advertising as well. I don't directly advertise the studio. What I do is I use Facebook advertising to get people to join my 10-day PR challenge. And if people have gone through my 10-day PR challenge, which is a free 10-day opt-in that basically kind of takes you through all the basics on how to get press coverage. But if people have successfully gone through that and they've had a win, then they're generally quite interested in working with me more closely. So that's kind of how we do it at the moment. Obviously, I also talk about membership on social media, in the Facebook group, on Facebook Lives. And something that I did recently, which I really want to share with you because I think it's something that you could do with any product or service that you're selling, it works so well. So one of the challenges I think with selling a membership community is that you can write a sales page, you can tell people all about it, you can talk about it. But actually the bit sometimes that people find hard is they just can't imagine, well, what does it look like? What does the membership bit look like? And what will I see when I go in it? So I've been pondering this for a while and I thought, well, why don't I just do exactly that? Why don't I just invite people to come along to a live call and show them in the back of the website? And then I thought to myself, well, what else would be really good? And it occurred to me at that stage, I thought, oh, it's a bit like a school open day or something like that. So I decided that I would call it an open day. And I thought, what else would you get at an open day? Oh, you would get some of the students who would come and show you around. So why don't I see if some of my current members will come and pop onto this call and talk about their experience? It worked really well. I did it for the first time last week. I'm going to link to it in the show notes for you. Even if you're not interested in joining, I think you might just find it really interesting as a strategy that you could use to promote something of your own. Not necessarily a service, not necessarily a coaching program or an online community or whatever it might be. This could work for a product too, but actually just taking people behind the scenes and getting them involved and really kind of showing them your product and service, it worked so, so well. So I'm going to link to that for you in the show notes. And the other thing, which I've already mentioned, which works really well, is member referrals. So getting people who are already in the studio to recommend their friends and obviously rewarding them for doing that. So I hope you found this useful. As I said at the beginning of the episode, there's lots of useful stuff in here about creating different streams of income, about finding new customers or getting new business from people that you're already working with. It's not really about my membership community. It's really about how I run my business. So as ever, I'd be really interested in getting your feedback. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. If you're interested in joining my Soulful PR studio, then there is only a few more days to join. It's £294 plus VAT if you want to join as an annual member. We do have a monthly option, but to be honest, I do prefer people to join as annual members. It's more expensive to do it monthly. And I think that when people join as annual members, they're all in. People do tend to hedge their bets a little bit when they join as monthly members. But I do appreciate that it may not be possible for you to join as an annual member. But do drop us a line about that. You know, we spend quite a lot of time on email going back and forth with people and trying to help you make a decision. We've also got some content that we can share with you if you're not sure and you need some, you know, some extra info that might help you make a decision. Just a reminder also about the podcast download. So I've created a guide to the podcast. So if you're looking for help with something on a particular topic, you'll just be able to go and look up the right episode for you. That's on the show notes. So if you go over to my website at janetmurray.co.uk, and I'll set up a special page. So it's janetmurray.co.uk episode 202. We'll set up a special page there where you can download the podcast guide.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.